This is Advanced Trainer Listening Test 3. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a man and a woman talking about a radio series. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Here's a good quiz question for you. What began with a mummy of Hornejetev and a Tanzanian chopping tool and ended with a credit card and a solar-powered lamp?
I can answer that. It was that amazing radio series on the history of the world in 100 objects. I didn't hear all the programmes, but I thought those I did catch were fantastic. They chose such interesting things to talk about.
Yes, didn't they just? I did try to listen to most of the programmes, and if I missed one, then I caught up with what it had been about on the website of the museum that all the selected objects came from. That's good too, though I'm not so keen on their constantly dancing graphics.
Oh, I rather liked those. They make it nice and light-hearted, I thought.
Well, the series wasn't heavy in any way, was it? Informative, of course, but entertaining as well. I thought they interviewed some really interesting people.
Actually, I thought some of those were much better than others. But generally, I learnt so much from the programmes. I hope they repeat them soon.
Yes, they were fun, weren't they? Here's a good quiz question for you. What began with a mummy of Hornejetev and a Tanzanian chopping tool and ended with a credit card and a solar-powered lamp?
I can answer that. It was that amazing radio series on the history of the world in 100 objects. I didn't hear all the programmes, but I thought those I did catch were fantastic. They chose such interesting things to talk about.
Yes, didn't they just? I did try to listen to most of the programmes, and if I missed one, then I caught up with what it had been about on the website of the museum that all the selected objects came from. That's good too, though I'm not so keen on their constantly dancing graphics.
Oh, I rather liked those. They make it nice and light-hearted, I thought.
Well, the series wasn't heavy in any way, was it? Informative, of course, but entertaining as well. I thought they interviewed some really interesting people.
Actually, I thought some of those were much better than others. But generally, I learnt so much from the programmes. I hope they repeat them soon.
Yes, they were fun, weren't they?
Extract 2. You hear 2 lecturers discussing selecting students for university courses. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
How many applicants do you tend to have for your undergraduate courses? We've got 3 applicants for every place this year, and it's going to be very hard to pick who we should accept.
Yeah, we have that problem too. We sort all the application forms into 2 piles, no's and maybes. Then we invite the maybes for interview. It seems to work pretty well for us, though of course it's quite time-consuming.
We interview too, but it's hard to be confident we're picking the right people. Some people really don't show themselves at their best in an interview situation, and we wondered whether it might not be better just to set the most promising applicants an essay to write and see how they get along with that. It'd surely be better for everyone if we didn't have to spend time on interviews.
Yes, I'm sure my colleagues might welcome that. But how could you be sure that the essays were all their own work? Unless you could somehow make them do it under exam conditions, of course.
I suppose you're right, but I still think it'd be fairer than the system we currently operate. How many applicants do you tend to have for your undergraduate courses? We've got 3 applicants for every place this year, and it's going to be very hard to pick who we should accept.
Yeah, we have that problem, too. We sort all the application forms into 2 piles, no's and maybes. Then we invite the maybes for interview. It seems to work pretty well for us, though, of course, it's quite time-consuming.
We interview, too, but it's hard to be confident we're picking the right people. Some people really don't show themselves at their best in an interview situation, and we wondered whether it might not be better just to set the most promising applicants an essay to write and see how they get along with that. It'd surely be better for everyone if we didn't have to spend time on interviews.
Yes, I'm sure my colleagues might welcome that, but how could you be sure that the essays were all their own work? Unless you could somehow make them do it under exam conditions, of course.
I suppose you're right, but I still think it'd be fairer than the system we currently operate.
Extract 3. You hear 2 people talking about some work they are having done. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
They rang me today about the kitchen. Someone's going to pop round tomorrow to discuss it, and they think they'll start work on Thursday.
Goodness, as soon as that? Do you think we'll be ready by then? I've still got to empty the old cupboards, take all the curtains down, all that sort of thing, and I'd like to have done a bit of decorating before they get going.
Well, it'd certainly be better to do it before rather than after, and risk getting paint on the new surfaces. Perhaps I could ask them to extend the schedule a bit and start next week.
No, let's leave things as they are. The sooner they start, the sooner they finish, after all. And I'm quite looking forward to seeing how they do things.
Are you really? I'm going to try to be out most of the time. We're going to have to eat out while work's in progress anyway.
That's a nuisance, isn't it? I'm so busy at the moment, I'd really prefer to be spending the evenings quietly at home.
Absolutely. Still, it'll be great when all the work's done.
I hope so.
They rang me today about the kitchen. Someone's going to pop round tomorrow to discuss it, and they think they'll start work on Thursday.
Goodness, as soon as that? Do you think we'll be ready by then? I've still got to empty the old cupboards, take all the curtains down, all that sort of thing, and I'd like to have done a bit of decorating before they get going.
Well, it'd certainly be better to do it before rather than after, and risk getting paint on the new surfaces. Perhaps I could ask them to extend the schedule a bit and start next week.
No, let's leave things as they are. The sooner they start, the sooner they finish, after all. And I'm quite looking forward to seeing how they do things.
Are you really? I'm going to try to be out most of the time. We're going to have to eat out while work's in progress anyway.
That's a nuisance, isn't it? I'm so busy at the moment, I'd really prefer to be spending the evenings quietly at home.
Absolutely. Still, it'll be great when all the work's done.
I hope so.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.